My name is Jamie Roots, and I'm president with the Houston Texans and also president of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. We are thrilled to be partnered up with our friends at the Harris County Houston Sports Authority and the Houston Dynamo and the organizers of Copa America to be one of only 10 cities having the opportunity to host these amazing matches in the United States this year. We've had two matches already. What a wonderful weekend last weekend. And now we're particularly excited that our semifinal game on Tuesday will feature the United States men's national team. This will be the fourth time that we've had them in NRG Stadium. However, it's the first time that the men's national team has played in the Copa America semifinal in the last 20 years. So really a very important development for soccer in our country, and I couldn't think of a better place for it to happen than Houston, Texas. We've sold 66,000 seats to date. We have a 71,000 capacity stadium, so the balance of those seats will go very fast, and they're available at Ticketmaster. But at the end of the tournament, we'll be above 60,000 in average attendance. That'll place Houston as one of the best attended venues in America for Copa America, once again furthering Houston's reputation as one of the top soccer markets in the U.S. and hopefully setting up Houston for a chance to be part of the World Cup at some point in time. On Saturday night, we will learn who the United States men's national team will face, whether it's Argentina or Venezuela. Either way, we know that on Tuesday night of next week, it's going to be a spectacular celebration for the game of soccer here in our community. A couple of messages that we would send out to all fans. Get here early. This is a day-long celebration of the game of soccer. Our parking lots will open at 3 o'clock. Our amazing fan fest, similar to what you saw with NCAA Final Four, will start at 3:30. Give fans a chance to have a full game, a full day of the game. And we also ask our fans to come via Main Street. Kirby and Fannin get particularly crowded around the rush hour time frame. Again, we're dealing with a work day. So if you're coming late, please come Main Street so that your entry to NRG Stadium is as smooth as possible. And just like with the Houston Texans, our clear bag policy is in effect, a 12 by 6 by 12 clear bag or a clutch. More information about those types of policies are available at CA2016.com. With that, happy to answer whatever questions you might have. Correct. And today has been a very, very busy day for us. And so, I mean, we anticipate a sellout, but those that haven't gotten their seats yet, you still have a little bit of time. I must have covered everything. Yeah? Buying tickets on the secondary market, you know, Ticketmaster is our official resale market. It's Houston Texans, and so certainly we would encourage fans to visit there to try to secure seats. They're a trusted, and they're really the trusted source for tickets. Yeah, the conversations that we've had with the technical side of the teams has been that the field played great. And so we anticipate the same types of result for Tuesday night. We've been blessed to have the sunshine that we've had the last few days here in Houston. We've had our roof open during the day. We've closed it here now. It's had enough sun, so we don't want it to burn out. So we anticipate a world-class playing surface for Tuesday night. There is a chance that the roof is open, but it'll depend on weather conditions. Most likely it will be closed, but if the conditions are right, we would open it, and we'll make that decision midday on Tuesday in consultation with the organizers of Copa America. It's in consultation with our organizers of Copa America. There are lots of considerations, but to date we've had to have the roof closed, which actually, in terms of comfort for the fans, has been in their best interest as well. Well, it certainly gives stars and role models for our young players to follow. It gives tremendous credibility for the game of soccer. on a global scale to be at this level in the tournament. You know, I've been involved in soccer my entire life. I was involved in Major League Soccer, the World Cup here. Each time we take a step forward, you feel it and you see it. I mean, the trajectory is good for soccer in America, and this only helps. Well, that's a great question. I mean, Houston is this year in the center of the spotlight for the sports universe with NCAA Final Four, now with being one of the most successful Copa America venues in America. And then we have the opportunity with Super Bowl at the end of the year. You're only as good as your last event, but to the extent that you can produce events like this that handle a mass of people and do it in an exceptional way, you continue to get those opportunities and hopefully even better opportunities. And events like this, not only the economic impact, which is very significant for the city of Houston, but also the visibility. These games are seen in 145 different countries across the planet, and Houston wants to be the next great global city, and this lends great credibility to Houston, much more so than we've had in the past, and we're pleased to be a part of it. Well, having the United States men's national team in the game here in Houston just broadens the appeal of the game. I mean, there was already a great momentum for Copa America, but when our boys are playing, that brings in a whole different audience. So it really is something that all of us could be a part of. And that's the great thing about sports. Whether it's the Houston Texans or Copa America with the United States men's national team, we are the most diverse city in America. And nothing brings us together like events like this. We were in the high 50s prior to the game last night, and it really took off this morning. So there was already a significant base, given that it was a semifinal matchup. I would say 10,000 seats. That's just a guess. Okay? All right, guys. Thank you. I appreciate you being out here.